Cairo is a bustling, noisy city of 20 million people, but for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the streets welcome another kind of sound, drums and horn. NPR's Aya Batraoui met a group performing a unique blend of sound in the city's neighborhoods.
It's just before Ramadan when I meet three wedding musicians from the city of Mansoura. They've traveled nearly 100 miles south to Cairo to perform a niche style of music. They zigzag through the city's narrow streets and alleys, surrounded by high-rise apartment buildings. Their audience watches from balconies. This is the sound of madh, a genre rooted in praising and venerating the Prophet Muhammad. Ali Abdelmenam plays the drum, known as the tabla, and tells me the most important part of this work is the public's approval. Without that, there's nothing. If people like what they hear, they toss them money from their balconies. Their work starts in the afternoon and runs late into the night. They stop only for prayers and for iftar, the meal that breaks their day-long fast. They eat at public spaces like mosques that offer free meals in Ramadan. Abdelmenam says he earns and receives whatever God provides each day, and he isn't begging or asking for anything. The few dollars they might earn a day is just enough to cover their costs in Cairo and send money to their kids back in Mansoura. Raghab al-Sharif is the man on the trumpet. Well, to give you a clearer picture, it's a 20-year-old golden-hued trumpet that's held together in some places with bandage tape. And finally, there's Ahmed Muhammad, the youngest of the group at 25 years old. He also drums on the tabla, and it's his voice you're hearing here.
Alik salamullah.
He's what Muslims call a hafiz. That's someone who's memorized the entire
Quran.
He says being a hafiz helps him as a singer with intonation and rhythms of Arabic spoken word. The group's sound, known as madh, has roots in Egypt from the mid-20th century, when Muhammad al-Kahlawi, known as Sheikh al-Maddahin, popularized it. Al-Kahlawi became the voice behind hundreds of songs venerating the Prophet Muhammad on radio stations across the Middle East in the 1950s and 60s. They also draw inspiration from other musical giants of that era, like Umm Kulthum and Abd al-Halim Hafiz. And like the streets of Cairo where they perform, their unique blend of sound is unscripted and improvised. They don't rehearse. Madh comes from feeling, memory, and the heart. And just like that, the theme song from The Godfather sneaks in. Al-Sharif says he didn't know it came from a Hollywood movie, and he just learned it by ear. I check in with them again during Ramadan. They tell me it's been a good run so far, and that they've performed every night. The religious devotion, rhythms, and trumpet of this group from Mansoura echo Cairo's own cultural mosaic to create a distinctly Egyptian experience in Ramadan. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Cairo.